This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the person they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Woody Allen and Marshall Brinkman co-wrote the Oscar-winning screenplay for the 1977 movie Annie Hall. In a joint interview with the New York Times, Brinkman, referring to Woody Allen, said, "I've learned one thing, as Woody says, showing up is 80% of life." And then Brinkman quickly added, "Sometimes it's easier to hide home in bed. I've done both." Well, I suppose Brinkman was right. Sometimes it is easier to hide at home in bed, or at least to hide out. Well, God showed up. He came to us in Jesus Christ, fully God and fully man, as deep a thought as that in itself is. I'm not so sure the idea of showing up is 80% of what he did. Christ came to die. It's too complicated a matter for me to divide up in percentages with how much of his work on the cross compared to percentage-wise his life in Galilee, for instance. What's the difference? I do know this. Without the cross and the resurrection, we would know little, if anything, about the man named Jesus who lived in Palestine a couple of thousand years ago. That's because it would not be a story. It's a story because he did die. He was buried, and he did rise from the dead. It's interesting as you read the gospel stories that most of the story about Jesus focuses on one week in his life, his last week. A full third of Matthew's gospel is about that week, Matthew 21 through 28. Same thing for the Gospel of Mark, Mark 11 through 16. A quarter of Luke, Luke 19 through 24, and nearly half of the Gospel of John, John 12 through 20. There's a total of 89 chapters from all four Gospels. Of those chapters, 29 of those chapters on the final week. Again, that's a third of the Gospels. So that's weighted towards that last week. I don't know about percentages. It's complicated. But if God hadn't shown up in the first place, he couldn't have gone to the cross to complete his work, and the Gospels wouldn't have been written because there would not have been good news. Whatever the percentages are, when you think about it, that last week or the Holy Week, 100% of my salvation is due to what happened between Friday and Sunday. And so, yes, this week that in the memory of Christians is called Holy Week, this week is very important. And it leads me to ask a question: are you showing up? Forget the 80% or whatever it may be. Are you showing up? Are you showing up this week to worship your Savior? Whether it's online or in person, I hope you show up. Whether it's privately or in some way publicly, I hope you show up to worship Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord, and especially this coming Sunday. If you have the opportunity to spend some extra time worshiping him with other believers this week, do that. If it means taking some time yourself to stop and ponder, maybe just you and the Lord Jesus, some time to thank him for what he has done, show up. Do that. Worship him Sunday. And then come back next Monday. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be. Here comes the sun.